The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning here in the studios on the 2nd of July, 2019. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Linda, of course, it's Tuesday, is not here with us today. So what's the weather look like?
We are looking at 90s throughout much of the week. A high of 91 today. It'll be down to 65 overnight, 93 tomorrow, and it'll be just creeping up a couple of degrees every day. Friday, we're looking at 99. Saturday, this is telling me we'll hold at 99. I'm seeing in other locations that we'll be breaking the triple digits come the weekend. But high 60s for a low throughout the week, so open your windows at night.
Okay. And the weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay. Did you put on Facebook that we're back on 96?
I did. That's why I made you take the picture with the radio.
Oh, yes, that's right. Okay, mm-hmm. 96.5 is back. Now,
yay.
It has to do with electricity and electrons and streaming and all this. We have two streamers from barracks.
We're really lucky.
One here, one up on the mountain. I've already been up on the mountain, had an engineer up on the mountain, and it wasn't getting through. So we've got barracks guy on the phone, Adam Minichiode, and he says, okay, and we checked, and it looked like everything was leaving. Okay, and he goes, He says, before you head up there with your computer, unplug it for 10 minutes. Call me back. I said, it's already been unplugged once. No. He says, for 10 minutes. It's a really rare thing that happens, but it happens occasionally. And, of course, being the special people we are, it turns out that after you've turned it off for 10 minutes, it gives it a chance to totally reset everything and come back. And we plugged it back in. I'm not hearing anything. I walk out to the radio, and, of course, the radio was turned down for some reason since there wasn't anything coming out of it. Turned it up, and there we are. We're back on the air. He said this thing's happened like three times. He says, but it's happened three times this year. So he's trying to document.
He said averages once or twice a year. He hasn't figured out what causes it.
Yeah, once or twice a year. And nobody knows what caused it because it doesn't happen enough to go back in and change it. So
we're just lucky.
We're special.
We're special.
We're special. Anyway, so we're...
I never said what kind of luck.
Yeah, what kind of luck is that? That's bad luck. Yeah, if you didn't have bad luck, have no luck at all. No. But that's what it was. So from now on, we are ready. So if it ever happened, you know what? We've had so many things happen one time, and then it doesn't ever happen again, or we fix it and it never happens again. I don't know how many more one-timers there are out there.
However many there are, I'm sure we'll come across them at some point.
I'm sure we will.
But I'd say that's a sign of a healthy system, is not that things don't break down, but the issues don't repeat themselves.
They don't repeat themselves, and we can get them fixed. Okay, now... Today we're going to have Rick Bassetti with us, and I believe Ken Murray's coming in too, and a guy named Charles Henrick will be with us at 7:30, talking about about climate change and the solar power, talking about all of these renewable energy assets. But the interesting thing is he's a Republican talking about this. So, I've read his bio and all this, so it should be kind of interesting. But AOC, do I need to say more?
The more we talk about her, the more her name gets out there. And remember how everyone, all of the media hated Trump, but they constantly said his name and he ended up being elected? I am, personally banning those three letters in a row to not say that.
Then we'll just say C. toured the defense. I mean, as everybody heard, she toured the detention facilities along the border, allegedly screaming at guards. She said she came back out feeling threatened by the Border Patrol. I find this really, you know, interesting with this woman. I mean, I really wonder if something is going on with her, besides the fact of somebody who's 27 years old. It's not the 27-year-old thing, as it is the fact that she hasn't had power and she's never had this kind of attention before. And I'm just wondering if it, you know, if it's like a lot of rock stars, you know, get all this attention and people around them say, "Oh, everything you're saying is just wonderful," and the, you know, the press egging her on. So she comes out screaming, saying that the guards had threatened her, that the women, that the conditions were inhumane, that women were being forced to drink out from toilets. And of course, the Border Patrol goes, "Are you kidding? There's fresh water every day. Plus the fact we do have some water fountains that are attached to the toilets. It's like this in every jail. You know, it's not you're drinking out of the toilet. You're drinking out of a fresh water pipe. It's just the water, the drinking fountain is just attached to the toilet." So I guess AOC didn't figure that one out. So she's saying it was so bad. So a couple of other people went down there, and they were, if I can find this here, some other people went down there and were Latin pastors that were there, and they toured the border facility, and they are shocked by what they saw. Reverend Samuel Rodriguez was full of indignation when he saw the reports and heard from politicians about the deplorable, inhumane conditions for illegal immigrants at the El Paso County, Texas Migrant Detention Center. But the same center he went to that Cortez visited from New York was drastically different. He's the president of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, the world's largest Hispanic Christian organization, and senior pastor of New Seasons Christian Worship Center in Sacramento, said, "I read reports, saw the news clips. I wanted to see what was actually happening. And to my surprise, I saw something drastically different from the stories I've been hearing in our national discourse. Even as a veteran of immigration advocacy in the U.S., I was shocked at the misinformation at the crisis on the border. We found no soiled diapers, no deplorable conditions, no lack of basic necessity. They unequivocally denied it. We were witnessing the ideal conditions the attorney saw when they toured the facility days early. In fact, some told them the sources from the negative coverage originated never toured the areas of the facility that we toured and speculated they may have had political motivations, you think?" And so, you know, he's come out and said that, you know, "We serve our people. We're committed to helping children regardless of their status." So who's he blaming this on? The whole broken immigration system? Well, he said the presidents for the last several, you know, the last several presidents, and the Republicans and the Democrats who can't seem to get it together to find out how to do something along the border, which I thoroughly, thoroughly agree with the Reverend on this, Mr. Rodriguez, Samuel Rodriguez. And you know what? He says it's both the Democrats, Republicans, and U.S. Congress, and says they need to address the system they created. And you know what? He is so, so, so right. But here's the other thing. But here's the big thing is that you have somebody go down there screaming all these things that turn out to be totally untrue, but nobody cares. You'll see this report one place. You're not going to see it in the New York Times. You'll see the New York Times saying what she said about how bad it is down there, how it's deplorable, and that guards ignored her and they were laughing. I mean, this must be terrible for somebody.
It's laughable.
Oh, my God. No, it must be terrible to be down there on this fact-finding mission and find that it's, you know, you have to really search for something to find that's wrong. And then when the guards are ignoring her, she lashes out. She's not used to this. "You're supposed to pay attention to me. Oh, I'm the center of attention here. You're ignoring me. You're laughing. How dare you?" I mean, this whole thing is so stupid. There's only one thing stupider than that, and that's what Nike did. And I'm going to talk about that when we get back. Yeah, Nike, your shoes. Why are you still wearing Nike shoes? 7:14 in the morning, and it's about, oh gosh, 68 degrees out there. And it's going to be a nice day, if not a warm day, here on the 2nd of July. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number, it's the bed of the National Football League. That's right. It's right around the corner. As an official sleep and wellness partner in the NFL, Sleep Number is proud to bring big game-changing sleep to everyone from patient, from parents to pro players. Game-changing. You know what? When I see things like that, I go, game-changing. The only thing I can tell you is you know, I'm not Tom Brady. I don't know if Tom Brady sleeps on a Sleep Number bed. But I do, and Linda does. My Sleep Number setting is 60, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 50. Because we don't have to have the same number. We don't have to have the same firmness in the bed. This is where we coexist peacefully, because I can sleep on a firmer mattress than Linda does. And guess what? We don't have to argue about it. We don't argue about a lot, but we're not going to argue about that at all. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed, it has adjust on, not on each side, but it can also sense your move and automatically adjust to keep you comfortable. That's it, Sleep Number. And you can get the new Sleep Number mattresses there and learn how to sleep like a pro. Plus, enter for a chance to win a Sleep Number 360 smart bed and a trip for two to Super Bowl 54 in Miami. Just go down to the Sleep Number store, try out one of their beds, register to win a trip to Super Bowl 54 in Miami for two people down in the Target Shopping Center. Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring, the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power, Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
And now, back to our show.
Good morning, and it is a beautiful morning. It may not be from the movie Oklahoma or the play Oklahoma, but it is a beautiful morning out there. Good morning, everybody. It's the 2nd of July, 2019. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. Shaska Skew Transport. Been in the business for 52 years. Think about that, 52 years. It came online in 1967. So you think about that. Now, how can a business stay in that long unless it's just outstanding in its support of their customers and our community? Built around a strong fuel distribution background, they handle all the fuel and needs for so many of our different businesses around here. If you go down, you'll see that a lot of our police and a lot of our city and a lot of our county vehicles are using the fuel from SST Oil, plus the fact, of course, that SST Oil is on the front lines while they're fighting fires. They're gearing up right now to see what they may have to do to support our firefighters in case the fires hit again this season, as people seem to believe will happen. That's SST Oil. They're always looking for great employees down there, so give them a call at 241-1167, and it's an employee-owned company, SST Oil. Okay, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning, Carl.
And you want to talk about a organization that's helping kids.
Yes, it's Camp Noah. It was started with Lutheran Social Service of Minnesota, and it's a healing camp for children who have gone through tragedy and disaster and trauma. And it was just, we had our last week was a five-day day camp. And it was at Grant School, and it was specifically for the children of the car fire.
Okay, and what happens during this week?
Well, they have it very well planned out. Each day has a color, and it has a theme that goes by with Noah, like before the flood, during the flood, after the storm, when we're on dry ground, and aftermath. And every day there's a proverb and there's a theme, and there are skills that we are teaching them so they can have resiliency, which I call bouncing back. And it goes like day one, special, you are special. Then the next day, second day, that's when we talk about what happened. We go through everybody's story. I had four fourth graders going into fifth grade, and it was just a wonderful group of kids, two boys and two girls. So on the second day, we listen, we go through, and they draw their poster regarding the fire and what happened, and they get blankets and a backpack. And then the third day is going through your feelings. How do you process? How do we define feelings? How do we define grief and loss? And fourth day is survivor. We can and we emphasize their talents. So we have a talent show So I emphasized the bouncing back, bounce back. We are special. We are prepared. We have feelings. We have talents. And then the fifth day is the hope for the future and what are our goals? What can we look forward? And we also have projects. Every day there's a craft, there's projects, there's songs, and then there are these special books all pertaining to the theme of the day. It's just excellent. And on the fifth day, we had the firefighters from Central Valley come and talk to the students, and then they had little seed boxes that they gave to kind of give back to the firefighters, a thank you. And and then, of course, there was a proverb by Noah, and it was a little rhyme that goes along with those themes. We are special, we are prepared, we have feelings, we have talents, and we have a future.
It sounds like how was it? Was it how did it end up? Everybody okay?
Well,
not okay, but at least.
I need to mention that we have health, mental health workers full time. That at least one, if not two or three, and because we are there to help the student, to help these young people, for whatever they feel at the time to deal with it, and it's amazing how busy they are, you know. And I think once the children know that they can let their feelings out, they are comfortable with Mr. Howe was just a beautiful soul and very busy. There is going to be a Camp Noah in Chico in August for the Paradise, the children from the Paradise Fire.
Okay.
And people could just go on that. I think either on Lutheran Social Service of Minnesota and find out if there's room for them. So that I wanted to let them know that there's an opportunity for the Paradise people. So it was a very demanding. It was just packed with from 8:30 to 3, and then we had our an hour after that to talk about it. But it was just very enriching.
Well, good. I'm glad that people are reaching out to these to the kids and those who a year later we're still out there, you know, trying to help people. So, Janice, thank you so much for your phone call.
Yeah, thank you, Carl.
You bet. Okay. You know, it is. There's so many things that, you know, the Lutheran Social Services, I didn't know about this till Janice approached me on it, that they're still out there helping kids that are, still suffering from the effects of the fires there. It's not just the fact that, you know, maybe they lost a home, but other things that have happened to them over this year, you know, trying to find a place, all these, and making sure that they have 5 days at a camp where they can kind of relax and they can talk to other kids that these things have happened with and get some help from counselors in case they need any. I think it's great. So, okay, now, what's going on with Nike? Nike had a Betsy Ross American flag themed shoe coming out called the flag one. It's going to be $141 for a set. So Colin Kaepernick called the leadership. You know, of course, Colin is the spokesman for Nike. Says that this flag what represented slavery. This flag, the Betsy Ross flag, I guess the 13 stars, represented slavery, and this was wrong, and they should pull it. So what did Nike do? They pulled the shoe. And they said the Betsy Ross flag was inappropriate. Well, wow. Well, after that happened, a few other things happened. Besides the Nike, you know, pulling that because of this, and the governor of Arizona said, instead of celebrating American history, the week of our nation's independence, Nike has apparently decided that Betsy Ross is unworthy and has bowed to the current onslaught of political correctness and historical revisionism. It is a shameful retreat for the company. American business should be proud of our country's history, not abandon it. So now they've made their decision. We've made ours. I've ordered the Arizona Commerce Authority to withdraw all financial incentive dollars under their discretion that the state was providing for the company to locate here. Arizona's economy is doing just fine without Nike. We don't need to suck up the companies that consciously denigrate our nation's history. Whoa. And finally, it should take a controversy over a shoe for our kids to know who Betsy Ross is, a founding mother. Her story should be taught in all the American schools. In the meantime, it's worth Googling her. They were going to build, plan to build a massive manufacturing plant in Goodyear, Arizona, which is where it got Goodyear rubber, you know, tire plants and all that stuff down there. And Goodyear agreed to waive millions of dollars to bring in the, to bring in this. So I wonder how Goodyear feels about this. But still, I mean, why would Nike do that? Because it was the 13, you know, the round circle of stars was what the, and the first 13, you know, the stripes of the flag. So somehow this is tied to slavery during that time frame. So let's just do away with any of those. Well, you know what? Then let's do away with George Washington's portraits. Let's do away with Thomas Jefferson's portraits. Let's do away with, well, hell, let's just do away with the Constitution. It was done during slavery. Well, hell, just get rid of that, you know? It was done during slavery. Bob, do you have a comment, Bob, before we go on a break?
Yeah. Carl, you know, I think America, if Nike is so darn dumb, they are going to listen to Colin Kaepernick. I think that we ought to boycott them and quit buying their shoes and see what they like then about America.
Well, you know, it's an American company, and you would think that Nike would have a better feeling about this.
So, have a good day. Thank you, Carl, for bringing this out.
Sure. You know what? It just is kind of, you know, just when these things happen. Thanks, Bob. You know, here's the difference between, you know, Megan Rapinoe has fired up a bunch of people, and as you know by her comments. But here's the difference between Megan Rapinoe and Colin Kaepernick. Megan delivers when she's out on the field. My gosh, this woman's on fire out there. And, you know, you may disagree with her comments, and frankly, I find them hurtful. But you know what? She's, you know, I spent a long time of my life defending her right to say things like that. She's not saying is that this, you know, the pull down the government or other things that she could say because she's got the right to say that. But, oh, my gosh, can this woman, I mean, it seems like she's playing better now than she has in years. And, you know, do I agree with her comments? No, but I can appreciate the skill this woman shows on the field. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. Tim Morlock just rolled through, and Tim offered yesterday, $100 to people who were, we were giving away tickets and all this. We're going to be giving away more tickets, and he was adding, what, $20? Hi, Tim. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Fine. And so you were adding, what, $20 to the tickets that we were giving away?
Yeah, $20 to the first five. So
yep. And they called. We've got them right out there in front of us.
Absolutely. And you know what, Carl? It's amazing. Black Bear Diner is a fantastic operation.
It certainly is.
And with all the travels that my wife and I do with our travel trailer, it's amazing, you know, out of state, Utah, Nevada, Arizona, Colorado, where we see the Black Bear Diners.
They're really,
man,
they're expanding.
That originated in our backyard.
It sure did, up in Mount Shasta, and then the second one was right here in Redding. In fact, the company is still based right here in Redding.
Absolutely.
And they could go literally anywhere in the United States to be. Yeah, right down the street, in fact. You could probably hit it with a, well, I can't, but you might be able to hit it with a golf ball.
Carl, you don't want to see me play golf. If it's in the cow pasture, you bet.
Hey, Tim, thanks so much for coming in, and thanks for your support, buddy.
Absolutely,
Advanced Carl. Automotive. If you're looking for a place to care of your automobile and or truck,
yes sir,
it's there. And you know, fair prices, great diagnostics, the whole shooting match. They got the everything. It's a whole enchilada there. Okay, hey, we're gonna be right back after these messages.
Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
I am walking on sunshine this morning. Good morning, everybody. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 67 degrees out there. It's going to be going up into, gosh, about 92, 93 today. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite right now. B&T Satellite at 241 Dish. They have a bunch of offers out there. They have $300 worth of gift certificates. Bring them down to 1007 Dana. Let B&T Satellite help you with that. If you're 55 and older, they have special plans for you. If you do not call the 800 number, but do call Doug and the people at B&T Satellite at 241 Dish, you'll get movie upgrade rentals free. You'll get a free hopper upgrade to Hopper 2. They've got so many other great deals going on right now. You know, you're looking to switch. You know, we've had Dish now for, gosh, a decade, and we had never had, you know, any problems. Any problem we did have, we just called, and they fixed it immediately. The prices are good, and Doug's going to do even better for you if you're 55 or over. Give him a call, 241-3474-241-DISH. Okay, on the line I have Mr. Charles Hedrick, and let me see if I'm pronouncing all that right. And Mr. Hernick, is a director of policy and advocacy at Citizens for Responsible Energy Solutions in Washington, D.C. He has led the Center's Forums policy work and execute strategies to advance clean energy solutions and innovative approaches to reducing carbon emissions. Now, you're saying, okay, but this is a Republican doing this. I thought Republicans were, I thought I've been told all these years, Charles, that Republicans were, well, no, we don't do that. No, we're going for oil. That's it.
Well, Carl, good morning, and thank you for having me on the radio with you here. It's you can't be the party of no. I think that that's really the lesson that I've learned, and the lesson that's really coming through in the polls is that voters, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, expect positive policy proposals, and you can't just be the party of no. And I think that that's something that Republicans, we've learned the hard way, falling out from Obamacare, is that you really do have to have some specific policy proposals to move forward with. And that's one where my organization, Citizens for Responsible Energy Solutions, has led the way to try to identify what the low-hanging fruit is, where Republicans, conservatives can agree that policy action is needed and that we can one-up what the Democrats have been proposing, because in a lot of cases they're just not feasible policy proposals at the federal level. They cost way too much. But if there's something that we can do to raise the profile of what the private sector is doing, what individuals are doing, empower states to take action, I think that we're going to be in good shape.
Okay, well, what's some of the low-hanging fruit is out there?
Yeah, specifically one item that my organization is working for, and it was highlighted in Congressman Matt Gaetz's Green Real Deal. So this was the Republican counterproposal to the socialist Green New Deal that was put out there. One of the items that we've talked about is a voluntary federal framework that would help track carbon emissions reductions and track what folks are doing when they buy clean energy. So, for example, I don't know what kind of beer you drink, Carl. I enjoy Budweiser from time to time, and it was interesting because I was watching the Super Bowl over the winter, and Budweiser took out a giant ad that featured that their beer is brewed with 100% renewable power. And they're not alone. You see companies, it seems like every day you read the newspaper, there's another company that's trying to buy 100% renewable power. That's good. We should empower the private sector to be able to do that. Empower universities, faith-based organizations to make those choices, account for those carbon emissions reductions, account for that renewable power, and raise the profile of what they're doing. And by doing so, we can help crowd investment into that space and create a race to the top for environmental performance instead of just always being worried about the doomsday scenario, because I think that there's really a lot of positive momentum that's going. We want to encourage that. And I think that we can reduce carbon emissions in that way.
Where do you live, Charles?
I'm calling you from Annapolis, Maryland. So it's just outside of Washington, D.C.
Okay. Beautiful place there.
Absolutely.
Our gas taxes just went up 5.6% or 5.6 cents a gallon yesterday.
Yeah.
We're on the road to becoming completely renewable energy here by, I think, 2048, maybe sooner. Already a third of our energy has to come from renewable assets. The cost of electricity and the cost of energy here at the in California is getting larger and larger and larger, and going for the renewable assets. They don't count certain things. They don't count hydro as being a renewable asset, which, you know, nobody can figure out what that is, why that is.
No one's been able to explain that to me.
You know, the fact is that, yes, I believe in the renewable energy concept, and I believe that we need to move forward on it. But the fact is that it is very costly. And, that, you know, it's like a gas tax. It's a regressive tax. It's on people that can't afford it. And yet everything keeps moving forward.
Yeah, Carl, I think that you've touched on something that's very important, and one where it's going to be expensive if we keep taking options off the table. And that's one where my organization and a lot of Republicans favor an all-of-the-above approach to clean energy. And that's not just a convenient talking point for, you know, being able to continue to use oil and gas. And I think we do need to be able to continue to use oil and gas. But one item where there's a lot of bipartisan support and one that we shouldn't look past is carbon capture storage. And so this is one, a new technology that's been in the works for well over 15 years on account of federal support. The private sector has done a lot. Occidental Petroleum, based out there in California, is very focused on trying to figure out how you can push carbon dioxide underground and then get oil and gas out of the ground the way that we used to. The benefit from that is that if you go to the gas station, you could potentially be pumping carbon neutral gasoline that when it burns out your exhaust pipe has already been matched by carbon dioxide that's been pressed underground, you know, over the course of the years. And that's pretty impressive, and something that we need to look past is that we shouldn't look past our existing infrastructure. We shouldn't look past existing technologies. We can do more now with what we have to drive down emissions, and we need to be looking at all of the possible options. Renewables are fantastic. Like, I'm a fan of solar and wind power when it's applicable, but we shouldn't use a narrow definition approach. It's just going to result in high costs for customers that folks just won't be able to pay.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Charles Hernick, who is the Director of Policy and Advocacy at Citizens for Responsible Energy Solutions. The interesting point is he's a Republican, and he says that we have got to stop being the no party and find ways to embrace this, but also to make this into a working, usable framework. And we can do that by investing in the right industries, and so that we will become carbon neutral at some point. Now, I've got to take a quick break. Charles, can you hang on with us to the other side?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. Specializing in home electronics and classic car parts, over 47 years in a business locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. If you have never talked to Clyde, you're missing out. So you have to give him a call at 221-4144, 1250 Hartnell Avenue. If you need a TV, Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. He put in a surround sound system in our house, 12 years ago. It works perfectly. And you need a TV? Go down and see Clyde. 1250 Hartnell Avenue, 221-4144. We'll be right back with Charles Hernick from the Citizens for Responsible Energy Solutions. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank.
consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Mako is back with another great deal giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we
know it. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 7:51 in the morning. It is 68 degrees out there, going up to 93 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. They just opened up the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue, the brand new branch that they built. If you haven't been down in there, head in there and find out how they have a whole team of people, your friends and neighbors. This is locally owned, locally operated, there to help you move your dream forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. On the phone with us is Charles Hernick, who is the Director of Policy and Advocacy at Citizens for Responsible Energy Solutions. We're talking about embracing the future. Really, that's what it is. And how to get to a zero-sum carb emissions or carb in our atmosphere. Really, I just kind of like butchered that one. So, Charles, hop in and save me, okay?
Carl, don't sweat it. The question in my mind is how do we as conservatives and Republicans capture the opportunity that really is ahead of us? I think that, no matter where you are in the United States, you're at the bar, at the gas station, you chat with the person next to you, folks understand that climate change is real. We need to do something about it. Where we've historically gotten anxious as Republicans is what do we do? Because I think that a lot of the approaches that we've seen so far are big government approaches that dictate what people are going to do in certain markets, how you're going to drive, and that makes us anxious for all of the right reasons. But what I want to do is imagine with you for a second, because I think that when we look back 15, 20 years from now, when I tell my daughter the story of how we as Americans address the climate change problem, I just find it hard to believe that will be a story where we decreased people's options, where we decreased personal liberty, where we increased costs, where we made people poorer as a result of this. That's just something that we're coming up on the 4th of July here. I don't think that would pass the straight face test with our founding fathers. How would they have addressed an issue like this? It's one where we need to identify how to create as many options as possible, empower individuals, empower corporations to take reductions that they know that they need to make to sell more product. Walmart has made the pledge to reduce a gigaton of emissions from their supply chain. A lot of the tech companies, Microsoft, Apple, have made pledges to go to 100% renewable power. We need to be able to encourage that, but we need to be able to write the definition as broadly as possible and figure out how to lower the costs as much as possible. Uh-huh. Because I think one key thing is that climate change is not just a U.S. problem. This is a global problem, right? It's global climate change. And that's one where we can capture the opportunity as Americans to sell our products, sell our expertise abroad to solve this global problem, to meet global demand for clean energy, if we can figure out how to reduce costs.
Okay.
That means focusing on innovations, focusing on
Charles.
Employment.
Hey, Charles, yeah. I'm here with Ken Murray, who comes in with, you know, and co-hosts the show on occasion, and he's got a couple questions, or maybe a statement.
Well, I'm just wondering. It occurs to me that that carbon is sequestered in trees and in the ocean and seaweed.
Absolutely.
And I don't understand why we are not more heavily invested in cogeneration and cleaning up the forest floors.
Yep.
And it seems to me the biggest problem is the federal government getting behind doing that cleanup. I mean, we could create the cogeneration plants, but we can't get anybody because somebody's going to find some owl or something that keeps us from cleaning up the forest floors and preventing the massive forest fires we keep having, which is just wasting energy.
Agreed.
Oh.
Yeah, and if you could think of all that resource that's on the forest floor, and if there's a way to pick it up, use it as biofuel, which is something that we've been doing since the dawn of mankind. But if there's a way to go ahead and utilize that, harness electric power from it, capture the carbon dioxide, that's the type of thinking that we need to utilize. But there are a lot of Democrats that are out there that don't want to count biomass as a renewable energy source.
And we're fighting that. We're fighting that all the time out here. Okay, Charles, we've got a few more minutes. I have a couple questions here. Nuclear energy, what's your thoughts on that?
If you're serious about climate change, you need to be serious about nuclear power. And the reason for that
is the largest
generating source of clean energy that we have in this country, 20% nationwide, 22% nationwide of our zero emissions power comes from nuclear. And if we're going to get rid of that, then that's just proof that you're not serious about the problem.
Okay, the second thing is that where we have, literally, we have coal-fired plants being reduced across the United States, and other developing or other industrial nations like India, China, and others, hundreds of them are coming online every month. How do we balance that one out?
I think that's where we need to utilize American ingenuity to protect some jobs. I'm not talking about bailouts for the coal industry or anything like that. I think that there are some industries that, you know, there's no reason for Uncle Sam to bail out industries that are on their way out. But I think that there's an important area of focus for carbon, for coal, in terms of what I had talked about with carbon capture storage.
Uh-huh.
We Americans have a comparative advantage in this technology that is able to essentially turn the smokestack upside down on a coal-fired power plant. And we may never build another coal-fired power plant here in the United States, and my guess is that we won't. Just the economics just aren't there. Public support just isn't there. But we need to utilize these existing assets as much as possible from an R&D standpoint so we can figure out how to do this more efficiently, how we can capture carbon more efficiently, how we can store it, how we can utilize it. If you look at the products that are around you in the studio, people who are driving into work right now or sitting in their living rooms, all of the stuff around you is made from carbon, whether it be carbon based from a plant, carbon based, from.
I thought we were carbon based.
We're carbon based too, but I don't think we can make people yet.
Okay.
But either way, if we can capture this carbon dioxide and put it into useful products, well, that's a powerful item. Suddenly, we've taken a waste and we put it into the useful side of the economic equation.
Hey Charles, we got to run here. This is so interesting. We could do an hour on this easily, and so I will have to call you back. And I really want to thank Ashley for she and I have this the person that gets your name out, Audrey.
Yep.
Audrey and I have we have this love hate relationship. I love her. She hates me because I keep screwing her up. But this is how do people get a hold of your group? And just to read more, because this thing about pumping carbon dioxide back into the earth so that when the gas comes out, it comes out as carbon neutral. I've never heard of that.
It's a big deal. And imagine where we could be. Imagine how quickly we could decarbonize if more of those technologies were online. Well, Ken and Carl, I appreciate your time. You can follow me, Charles Hernick. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm easy to follow. But my organization is Citizens for Responsible Energy Solutions, and you can find us at crestforum.org. And, you know, just Google around for conservative clean energy and you'll find us.
Hey, you know what, Charles? Thank you so much for being on the air with us. It won't be the last time because I really would like to talk about the idea that, you know, I think nuclear energy is an answer, but I'm just not sure the American people are ready for it, at least not in this decade.
I'd be happy to talk through some of the polling we just did in Maryland. It's a polarizing
Great.
Issue, but that doesn't mean it's not worth figuring out.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Charles. Hey, when we come back from the news, we're going to have Rick Bassetti, Colt 45, with us.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. One Republican senator says blame for the crisis on the southern border can be traced back to Capitol Hill.
The responsibility for this crisis lies directly on the United States Congress, on loopholes that Congress has put into law that are encouraging far too many people to make this arduous journey.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas heard there on KGBT TV. President Trump easily winning the 2020 fundraising race.
The Trump campaign raised an eye-popping $105 million during the second quarter, and it has $100 million in cash. The fundraising effort got a huge shot in the arm a couple of weeks ago when the campaign raised more than $24 million in the 24 hours surrounding Mr. Trump's official re-elect announcement in Orlando.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. The Senate Budget Committee chairman says the current spending levels have sent the U.S. down a dangerous path.
Republican Senator Mike Enzi of Wyoming says the country's headed toward a fiscal cliff.
In most of the nation's history, we've only seen periods of high spending and debt during wars and other emergencies.
Spending at such times, Enzi says, has always been temporary. But now with the aging baby boomers and people living longer,
we're facing a demographic fiscal storm.
Enzi telling his colleagues that now is the time to address the crisis.
We need to change the way we do things around here.
Enzi says the sooner lawmakers change course, the less painful the corrections will be. Bob Agnew reporting.
Police say foul play not suspected in the death of Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs. He died yesterday after being found unresponsive in his hotel room in Texas before the team's scheduled series opener against the Rangers. Tyler Skaggs was 27 years old. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 24 points, the NASDAQ 2 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Three men have been arrested for an alleged ISIS-inspired plot to attack a variety of targets in Sydney, Australia.
The men were arrested during a series of raids in the city's west. They include a 20-year-old who'd been under surveillance since returning from Lebanon a year ago. The police allege that he is a member of the Islamic State group and had been in the early stages of plotting a terror attack in Sydney, targeting public spaces. They say the group was trying to acquire firearms and explosives. Officers believe this is the 16th attack planned in Australia that they've thwarted in the last 5 years.
The BBC's Howell Griffith. OPEC members have met with other major oil-producing countries to finalize a plan to cut production for another 9 months. It's part of a bid to shore up prices at a time of waning demand. OPEC had agreed Monday to the extension of the cut in oil output. News and analysis at townhall.com. For the second time in barely a month, Chicago records over 50 shootings.
Last weekend, 56 people were wounded, 5 fatally, despite police officials saying gun violence is the lowest it's been in 4 years. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, the bloodshed comes just a few weeks after a weekend of what officials called gang-related shootings that took the lives of 10 people and injured dozens of others. To date, some 1,229 people have been shot this year, about 100 less than the first 6 months of 2018, and the 236 people killed in Chicago was 21 fewer than the same period last year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A Georgia state agency says a cyber attack, and apparently it was another case of ransomware, has forced it to shut down some court-related websites. News outlets report that hackers demanding payment infected computers with malware at the Georgia Administrative Office of the Courts. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Everything's back running like crazy again. 8:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Today's the 2nd of July, nearing quickly the 4th of July, and I've got a great guest here for that. But Ashley, let's hear what the weather's going to be for the for today and the 4th.
Today's going to be the coolest of the upcoming week or so at a high of 91 degrees. We're looking at 93 on tomorrow, and then 4th of July, a high of 95, getting down to 68 that night. So
it's going to be beautiful. This weekend it's going to be in the 100s,
mostly clear. We're looking at 99 degrees, according to this forecast. I've seen 101 on Saturday. But, yeah, hot. Not as miserable as it can get, but
the city's emptying out, it seems, too. I when I come in the morning, I kind of judge. I can never figure out the parking behind me, behind the building here. Because some days I'll come in here, it's filled up. And I don't know, well, why is, you know, and I come in at the same time almost every day. And it's kind of like, well, why are these cars here? And I'll come in. Some days there'll be no cars. I mean, I have no idea. There's no rhyme or reason.
I haven't found a pattern anyway.
So I don't. And somebody said today, well, gosh, the streets are kind of empty, you know, out there. And I thought, well, maybe people took off already for the 4th of July weekend. But we got so many things to do here. Anyway, the weather report's brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business that gives back to our community in like 1,000 different ways. Chuck and Judy Kenny. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. And, of course, I have Ken Murray here with me, but Rick Bassetti, world famous professional athlete, but a politician, but you know what? He's a reformed politician. But he is the driving force behind one of the greatest summer events we have here, the Colt 45s.
Thank you, Carl. Good morning.
Not only that, you were the driving force of cleaning up South City Park.
Thank you for that. Ken, good to see you again. It's been quite a while, and
it's been
always a pleasure.
And, you know, Ken came in here today, and Rick's here, and we want to talk baseball.
Okay.
So, Colt 45s.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Up and down year?
Up and down year. You know, it's been hard. We have a very, very young team this year. We've had over 16 different injuries, players coming and going. We've had everything from broken bones to torn quadriceps to the latest was a
broken
pitcher.
Broken bones?
Broken bones. We had a hand. A hand and a forearm.
Forearm.
And
how did that happen? Falling or something?
Hit by a pitch was the forearm. And then we had a player, I mentioned that they're young.
Yeah.
He dove for a ball, thought he should have caught the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So in his frustration, he punched the ground, and so he breaks his hand. So now no good came out of that. Even the ground didn't even feel the effects of the punch. But
the ground
so anyway, it's just been one of those kind of years. you know, we're looking forward to this week coming up, though. We're playing the other Reading team here in town, the Ringtails, 4th of July. We've noticed that when we do play them on Sundays or on a holiday, we get a real healthy crowd. People like to come and see us. And so, you know, this has become a tradition on 4th of July, Carl.
Independence Day.
Yes, well, it's that, but I mean, the Colt 45s game and watching the fireworks.
It is the best place ever. Okay.
So 8 years ago it started, and right. We invited the people out onto the field after the game. Everyone coming in gets stamped, which doesn't usually happen. Allows them to leave the park because the park has security, and our security guard's there the whole time. So you get to leave the park after the game. We start the game an hour early, so we're finished in time before the fireworks. You go out to your car, get your blankets, get your chairs, whatever it is that you would like to relax with, and you come back into the ballpark, and you spread out on the outfield grass and the infield grass. And from the first year where we had about 75 people on the field, last year we had 800 people on the field.
Wow.
And so we now have, it's a tradition for a number of families that now come every year. This is where they're going to come and watch a game. Some come and you have to have a ticket to get in, but some people come in the seventh, eighth inning to buy their ticket. And they see the last two innings of the game, and then, you know, they come and set up out on the field. So the fireworks are right there in left field. We were able to dub in the simulcast over the sound system.
Mm-hmm.
And so people get to have a great experience like you would if you were sitting on the grass someplace else. And then when it's over, you walk out, get in your car, and go home.
You know, here's the thing about it is if you go down to, and you can see it from different areas, but if you get down there at the Civic, I mean, let's just face it, you're stuck there for a while. And, you know, but there at Tiger Field, you watch the fireworks, you listen to the music, everybody oohs and ahs, and when it's over, you walk out to your car.
You walk out the door.
And you're gone.
And we're still serving you there. We'll keep the snack bar open. The hot food stops at the end of the game. The beer wagon will stay open up until the beginning of the fireworks, and then we turn off the taps at 10 o'clock when the fireworks start. So, but it's a great time. We've been good tradition. When you're sitting in the stands, Carl, I know you've been there. You've experienced it.
Oh, gosh, it's great.
You look out on the field, and you have these mobs of kids running around in the outfield, and they've got their glow-in-the-dark things that are flying around everywhere. And there is a security guard at the main gate. And so the park is secure. So, you know, your kids can come and run and you can feel comfortable.
Well, the security of the park, let's just talk about that. You know, the security of the park is such that the where you used to have to, I mean, worry about it. I mean, you did. And because it's just you had to walk through things and all that. Well, all that's gone. All that's gone now. In fact, there's only one way to drive in. And you don't see anybody out there in the you don't see anybody out in the parking area except security out there who are just they're everywhere out there. So you don't have to worry about it. I don't feel like I have to be carrying. I have to be armed to go to a Colt 45 game.
At the high point last year, and I know Ken can appreciate this as sitting on the council because these problems started way back when we were there.
Wait a minute.
When
you were there, when I was there, we didn't have any problems.
You didn't? Okay. All right. Well, I'll let you have that one then.
Well, that was because that was 1895.
Yeah.
And if the only problems they had was, well, it was Civil War soldiers coming through. But, no, I mean.
The state hadn't started balancing their budget by turning people loose out of prison.
But that's true. You know what? Since I've lived here, and, you know, over the last, gosh, now it's been 12 years. But over the last 12 years, all this has happened.
Right.
And we all know why it's happened.
Yeah. And instead of holding people accountable for their sins, they're turned loose back onto society. And we see what that's going. But that's not what I'm here to discuss here. Last year at the High Point, there were probably almost 40 tents and some sort of encampment set up along the wall that backed right up to Highway 273. There were maybe anywhere from 30 to 40 dogs that were living in the park at that time with the transient people there. A couple of them were set up to house brothels, you know, and the police were aware of this. We had an old beat up motorhome that would come in, and it was a mobile brothel that set up in the Little League parking lot.
It was a prison yard.
That was the north end of the parking lot. You had
that was the north.
You had an anarchal type of society in there, And so the prison guy set up one part, then you had your heroin people in another part, and then you had your tweakers in another part. And they kind of just floated around and predated on each other. And so when our fans were having to walk through the parking lot to get there, they would be accosted, either panhandled for money. When people said no, then foul language followed. And we had a couple of cases where husbands who were protecting the honors of their wives were going to about to pummel one of these or a couple of these people, and that we had to interfere on and stop that. None of that's happened now. So that's history. That's gone.
That's gone.
When the council changed the park from a open day use public park to a by reservation park, it allowed us then to enclose the park with a security fence. And I can sit here and look everyone in the eye, and I tell people every time when they come in, we have not had one person sleep in that park overnight in the last 6 months. There's been no camping, no anything. And thank you, good Lord, for sending us 40 inches of rain, because it washed all the bum juice away. You know, the piles of human excrement, the dog stuff. And I know just before the Sons of Italy had their function last year, the Sheriff's Department sent down a bunch of trustees. They did sweeps for needles and stuff through the grass. Yeah. So all the broken bottles are gone. The needles are gone. Everything. And if you go look at that park, look how beautiful it is. It is a beautiful park.
Well, you know what? We've got to take a quick break here. But sure. I can just say this is you're absolutely right. The difference between last year and this year is 180 degrees. And it's something that people fought for. We fought for it. You led the fight. The citizens fought for this.
Yes, they did.
And they just had had enough.
Right.
They had had enough. And, you know, we needed if there's one park in the city, we need to control at least one park in the city. And if you don't like it because it's, you're pinching the people up. No, you're not. People that want to use the park use it all the time.
Right.
And so you can't say that. Anyway, we need to take a quick break. I'll get off my soapbox and come back and talk baseball.
Thank you, Carl. This portion
of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They were in the fight, too. Phone number 222-2750, the only full-service jewelry store in town. This is where Linda hangs out in her off time with Trish Clark. They just kind of go down there, state jewelry, Native American pieces. They have it all there at Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Rick Bassetti and Ken Murray.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Oh, behave. Yeah, baby!
Oh, we'll behave. In fact, I can have someone come out today and give you a free estimate.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Hey, smashing. Yay, capitalism.
You can start saving today. Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning at 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Play our Fishing Around Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Swipe daily, win free swipe lane prizes on a brand new range of bass boats. This boat is built for whatever is biting. Drawings Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Wednesday, July 31st, where you could win a brand new Ranger fishing boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Imagine casting your line and reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The catch of a lifetime, Fishing Around Swipe to Win. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Swings is bad all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground.
Whoa, that was good. You know, our producers find stuff. Have you ever heard that song?
No, I haven't heard it, but baseball falling to the ground has happened a lot this summer.
Yeah. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl Linda Bott here. 74 degrees out there, going up to 91 today, or 92, or someplace around there, because when you get up into the 90s, unless it gets up to like 100, I mean, that's an enjoyable day. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. It's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home, and Sharon Clark has the premier agency to help you after surgery, and it's just a couple of weeks, or for long-term health care. I'm here with Rick Bassetti, who is the general manager of the Colt 45s, and we can go back through all of his past, but he was also a pro player in the bigs on three different teams. And four different teams. And when I put your picture on Facebook, it's from back then. I don't know if you've noticed that.
I'm always
dark
noted.
Mustache, big smile on your face, and Ken Murray, who's been waiting to talk baseball.
Police say it started with a controversy over a call on June 15th, what, 2 weeks ago. A 13-year-old umpire said one of the 7-year-olds batted out of order. The adults poured out of the stands and began fighting. Several people were cited in the fight. Injuries were reported. This happened in Lakewood, Colorado. And that makes me think of every youth baseball, and I've had kids in youth baseball that I ever went to, in that the biggest problem with youth baseball is parents. They think they know everything. They're screaming at kids who are umpires and screaming at their kids who are looking at butterflies instead of watching for fly balls. And it just boggles my mind that young people come out of that environment with any love for baseball whatsoever.
Well, Ken, you know, Yogi Berra made a comment about this phenomenon that's happening. And they were saying, you know, this was a number of years back, and they were asking him about the difference between the young players coming up now versus when he was a young guy. And he said, you know, I never ever in my life played organized baseball until I signed a professional contract. He said, we played on the streets of New York. And he says, in the summer, I might have 1,000 at-bats because we just played from the time the sun came up to the time the sun went down. There were no adults there. And we just played on the streets, and we had a lot of fun. He said, today the kids play organized baseball. and they'll play 14 games. And then the glove goes in the closet, and it stays there until the next time it comes around. And the kids don't play Sandlot. You know, that's, I think, what meant such a, you know, that movie that was such a huge success, The Sandlot. Because it touched a lot of people of our generation, because that's what I grew up with, was playing Sandlot baseball.
You played baseball all the time.
All the time.
Just the thing. Your glove, you use your glove most
of the
year.
But the parents today, I mean, you know, I was one of those 13-year-old umpires, actually 15-year-old. I bought my first car with money I saved from umpiring Little League games. And I was suspended. I was suspended for a week one time because I kicked out the president of the league's kid for swearing at me. He was a catcher, and he didn't like the calls I made, and so he swore at me. So I kicked him out of the game, and I got called in front of the board, this league board, and they suspended me for kicking the kid out of the game. And so, you know, it's parents – I don't know. I guess if you're a parent, you think that you have to protect your kid.
Wait a minute. That doesn't happen in soccer.
Okay. Oh, no, that's not true.
Not to the same level.
Oh, my gosh.
If you go out there and look at youth soccer, okay, the parents are on the sideline.
You don't want to get started on
Don't get me started on that.
On soccer. This is
I'm telling you, they are nicer than baseball.
Well, you know
parents.
What? I have been to soccer games, and, I mean, with younger kids, first of all, if you watch really young kids playing soccer, and wherever the ball is, there's 46 little kids around the ball. Nobody plays a position. But I've heard, you know, but I will disagree with you, and let's get back to baseball, but because I have seen soccer parents that are just vehement. They have riots in countries over soccer, and it starts when they're six. The parents are really weird then.
So Thursday night at the game, 4th of July, is also pulled pork night.
Pulled pork?
Yep,
now
pork sandwiches. Patty.
Oh, it is the best.
Patty has a recipe that she puts together, and she'll probably cook up probably 25 to 30 pounds of pulled pork. And she actually uses root beer in her.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, and it gives you that sweet and sour type.
You just gave away the secret there, buddy.
Well, there's other spices that go into it, too. But anyhow, so she'll get there and start early. And
we're talking about Patty, your wife.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the one that runs everything else. Wherever Rick
off
is,
the field.
There is Patty. She is there. I mean, when we say Rick Bassetti, we should be saying Rick and Patty Bassetti.
Yeah.
Hey, I have 4 tickets for this. Anytime you want to use them, first of all, they're good for any game. But this Thursday is, if you don't go to another game this season, this is the one. Starts an hour early. But
6 o'clock.
Starts at 6. Instead of a regular 7:15
right.
First pitch is 6 o'clock. You want to be there. It's and then afterwards you just bring a blankie or a couple of chairs,
lawn chairs,
and go out and you get to watch the great fireworks right there. You see everything perfectly, and then you don't have to fight the crowd. And I'm giving those away. The first caller 605-45. 6-7, we've been giving these away all week. I don't know if I've run out of people.
Well, good.
But, oh, no, people have been calling in. Yesterday, we gave away, I tell you what, we're going to give these 4 tickets and 2 Black Bear Diner $5 gift certificates.
Oh, cool.
So you can have a $10, go in there and have that, too. But 4 tickets, family, and if you need more, like for your family of 6, just let us know.
Let us know.
First
well,
caller, 605-4567.
This is like that movie I was talking about, Sandlot. There's a scene where the family has a street party, and then there's the fireworks going off and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And baseball and hot dogs. You know, we're known for our hot dogs down there, too.
Oh, God,
you
have
been tried one of our hot dogs. We do the Blue Label Costco Big Dogs, you know, is what we use. Our hamburgers are delicious. The next night, Friday night, so if you don't have a 4th of July hangover and you want to come down the 5th, we're playing a new team. We've never played the Santa Rosa A's before. Michael Paul, he's a former professional ball player, and he's put a team together down in Santa Rosa. And so we're bringing up the Santa Rosa A's.
Weren't they the Rosebuds?
No, there's another team from Santa Rosa.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That was the other team.
That was the other team.
Okay.
So we'll be playing the A's, the Santa Rosa A's. Friday night's tri-tip night. So there'll be 20, 25 pounds of tri-tip that we cook up. And when the sandwiches are gone, they're gone. It's usually about 2.5-3 sandwiches per pound after we get it cooked up and everything. And you also
get
some coleslaw with that.
You need to get it before the 5th inning.
Yeah, yeah.
Always before the 5th because it's not there afterwards.
Because it's not there afterwards.
That's right.
And, you know, the intimacy of the ballpark makes the games exciting too. If you probably some people wouldn't know that this fact, when you're sitting in one of the front row green seats, the stadium seats, like where your seats are, you're about 38 feet from home plate. And so you hear the grunts, you hear the sometimes the bad words, but you also hear the crack of the bat, you hear the ball, the pitcher, the catcher, you know, you hear all the interaction out there, and it's very intimate when it comes to that sort of thing.
And you know what, where our seats are right there, it's not behind home plate, but it's right to the left of it along the third base line where you see everything like this. And when that ball's popped up in the air, everybody's looking up because you can be in the middle of that game real quick.
Oh, exactly.
So, it's not that. We need to take a break. But, Chris, congratulations. You just won the four tickets to the game. And I urge you to go down on the 4th of July.
Yeah, please do.
And bring your family down because you're just going to have a great time. You know what? The Colt 45s, the boys of summer, I don't frankly care if they are a major league level or, a college level or what. It's just a good experience for people. I mean, people are happy there. You don't see anybody down there unhappy at a baseball game.
No, we haven't had any ugly issues or anything like that. It's become an event.
It has.
Friends meet friends down there.
All the time.
Dates are going down there now. We have birthdays happening there. That last week we had a birthday party. It was this young lady, Cassandra. She turned 41. She was proud to tell everyone that. And she had about 25 people there. And they just had a great time. They're singing and laughing and having a good time up in the bleachers.
Only at the Colt 45 game, we've got to take a break, can you have on the opening night a tornado that circled completely around the field.
Right.
And people are calling in. Dan Beans is there from the REU. He says, we just lost 175 homes.
Right.
And I went, from what? He goes, I'm not sure, but because where we were at right then, it was still kind of early.
Right.
And then there it came. You could watch it off in the distance, and it never once, we didn't even get a drop of rain.
Right.
So that tells me something about the Colt 45s in baseball.
It was blessed.
It's blessed. 8:31 in the morning. We've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Of course, and you know, for insurance companies like Judy Maxwell's, and she's been in the business since 1993, not having a tornado come through the town is a good idea. That's good. She's been helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans. She's got a special place in her heart for veterans at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give her a call at 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back with Ken Murray and Rick Bassetti.
Nobody walks like him. Nobody don't read books like him. Nobody talks like him. Nobody says the things he says, the way he says the things he says. No one, only Yogi. Though it doesn't always sound like...
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
The Backbone and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Cause my last man just fanned out. So get your bat ready, baby. Get your bat ready, baby.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, baseball today. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team are the largest privately owned firearm instruction company in California in over 42 counties right now and counting. It could expand out even from there. Northern Firearms, whether it's just your basic CCW, your requalifications, or recertifying new guns for your permit according to the new laws, all of this, and including unarmed combat, is offered at Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. You know, the producer came in and said there were more people calling for tickets, so okay.
Give away.
I'm going to – Rick Bassetti says to give them away. The general manager of the 45, of course, Ken Murray's here, so I've got two more sets of four tickets.
I'll tell you what, Carl. In my truck, I have some tickets. I'll give you another, say – 25 tickets.
Okay.
And you can give away tickets up till noon.
Up till noon?
For people, yeah. Just have them calling in, and you make the decision who gets what and how many.
Okay. Well, anyway, I've got two more sets of four tickets right here sitting in front of me. And if you give us a call at 605-4567, keep calling in, because we want to make the 4th of July a huge night at Tiger Field at the Colt 45's game, because not only do you get a great game starting at 6 o'clock, you get fireworks, you get pulled pork, snow cones, which is my secret sin. in fact, I want to talk to you about this. It's almost like half of my check is going to your snow cones.
Come on. We were just going to talk about how cost effective it is to come to a
45 game. It is. I tell you what, when I heard that, how much the craps over on the coast were charging, and I look at the prices here. Ken?
Well, I want to know about the economics of the Colt 45s. Is it subsidized in any way, shape, or form?
None whatsoever. We are owned by the community. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit.
Okay.
Okay. So all of the proceeds that come in go to funding the operations of the 45s. And we don't cut corners a whole lot in regards to baseball operations. So we spend about $10,000 a year on bats. You know, we buy major league quality bats for our players. We
how much? $10,000?
$10,000 on bats and another $10,000 on balls.
Well, how much bats cost? A wooden bat.
I get bats.
Yeah.
Okay, a bat that would charge you for a major league quality wood bat, you might have to pay $140, $150 for retail. and it's not real good quality wood, I'll just stamp it. If I buy them in the quantity of $10,000 from three different vendors, which I do, I end up getting my price down to about $60 a piece, you know, $50 a piece.
Well, where does this money come from?
The 42 signs that are out on the walls, the people walking through the gate, the, you know, we've averaged between 24,000 to 34,000 people over the last three or four years. Last year was a real low. We lost the last five games to the Fire, and then we were losing to the
All right, just so I have a clear concept, that your sources of revenue are whatever you're selling in the park, the food and whatever.
Right.
The seats.
Right.
And the advertising on the wall.
Absolutely.
Those are your three main sources of
That's
income.
It. The hay grows for like about 2.5 months, Ken.
and of those, I mean, what's the percentage of income per
Well, as
category?
As far as the revenue, there's 42 signs on the wall. Those are all valued at $1,000 a piece.
Okay.
Roughly about 40% of those are trades.
Right.
With people, so we get a trade for it.
Right.
When it comes to our revenue that comes into the ballroom, and I'm speaking historically now, our attendance runs about 40% of our total revenue.
Okay.
And then the majority after that is our, I guess you would call it the game revenue, you know, the game cash revenue. It's the food, the beer, the wine.
The gee dunk.
Yeah, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Now,
last year's total revenue came in at about $220,000.
Do the players get paid?
Oh, no.
None of the players get paid?
No.
That's because
where do they live?
They live with host families. You want to host someone next year?
Don't change the subject.
We have probably, I think right now, if I look at the number, we have maybe 16, 17 host families. And they put these players up in their homes for 11 weeks.
Yeah,
they provide food for them. They don't have to cook for them every night because the players don't get home till 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. We wash all of their baseball stuff for them at the ballpark.
Okay,
in the clubhouse there, we have my coaches stay after the games and they'll do the first loads and then I come in the morning and I finish up. And so all that's done and hanging up for them. They just have to be responsible for their personal attire.
And do they have to? Do the host families have to drive them to the game?
75% of our players have their own cars here. I had like one young man, he and his dad did a road trip. They drove out from Denver. And another young man came from Utah. Another young man came from Kansas, you know. A couple of them fly into Sacramento and rent a car and then drive up.
Why do these kids want to be here at all?
To try to get better for their college careers. So when we're calling and talking to the coaches in September, October, and November, looking for the players, we ask for the kids who are they going to be in your plans for the future? Are these just filler kids? Are these, you know, because a lot of the universities will stick a kid down at the end of the bench and they collect their tuitions, right? But then you have kids who are in their plans. This kid is going to be my third baseman a year and a half from now. Or this kid is my third baseman and he needs another 120 at bats.
Right.
And so sometimes we get more experienced players. Some players we get coming out of community college, you know, high level programs. We had three players come here from Sac City, which was finished third in the state this year in community colleges. So, you know, we have a mix from Division I, Division II, NAIA schools, and community college players.
And what geographic area do you do the reaching out, right?
Yes, majority of it.
What geographic area do you reach out into?
Well, we go as far back as we have two kids from school in Minnesota. And generally it follows, Ken, after 17 years of the Colt 45s, you make a relationship with Ken Murray. I'm making a relationship with Ken Murray, who was an assistant coach with Seattle University.
Okay.
And Ken and I develop a rapport, and you send me a quality kid or two quality kids every year. Now, Ken gets the head job, and this is actually what happened. You now get the head job at CSU San Bernardino.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I call, hey, Ken, now you're the boss. Mm-hmm. Right. I want two of your really good guys to come up here and do that. And so that's what transpires with, like, probably in our books over the years, we probably have placed players from like 30 different universities and colleges. And so every year you go back on the phone, you start calling all these coaches. Oh, he's not here anymore. Where'd he go? Oh, he's over here now. Mm-hmm. And this is the guy who took his spot. And so you're having to rebuild these relationships a lot of times.
Do these kids return year after year?
No, No.
So you have a brand new team every year.
Every year.
And do you get feedback from the coaches about whether or not you did a good job and making it better?
Absolutely. Sometimes they call back and say, wow, what did you do with this kid? He's really doing a lot better. Now, we have to be very careful because I don't want Ken Murray, the player, to go back to, you know, Regis University in Denver and go, hey, well, Coach Bassetti or Coach Plummer said this is the only way that you can do this and that you're full of crap, you know, because kids will do that.
Oh, sure.
You know, and so we're very careful. We're saying, no, listen, here's an alternative way of trying to get done what you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. You know, explain this to your coach that you learned this from so-and-so, and will this work within your plan? And so we do, that's kind of what we do. I mean, a lot of the practices that they're not practicing technique too much anymore at even at the college level. I have a couple outfielders that I was working with, you know, out there, and they said, well, show me your arm practice. Show me how you get prepared to get ready for a game with your arm situation. This is like on a day off. And they just played some long cast in the outfield. I said, okay, well, when are you going to make your throws? They go, what are you talking about? I said, well, where does an outfielder throw to? What does he have to do when he's throwing? Well, he has to throw to the base or he has to hit a cutoff man. I said, okay, so can you hit a cutoff man? Under pressure, charging, come in and do that. Because you guys didn't practice any of that here. You threw for 15, 20 minutes and you said, I strengthened my arm. But no one made a charge. I said, so here's what we're going to do. And I backed up to 240 feet. I took my hat off and put it on the ground. I had the kid on the foul line. I said, now you throw the ball as hard as you can. Don't let it get more than 10 feet off, 15 feet off the ground, and try to hit that hat. You catch it on one hop. You do the same thing that you're in. You put your hat down, and he's going to try to hit your hat. And you have to come, charge, get the ball, come up, and throw the ball like as if you're in the outfield. They'd never done that. Huh. We had to do that. I had to do that in the minor leagues when I was playing professional baseball. They made us. That was stuff you had to practice every day. It had to become second nature.
We need to take a break, but there's something else that you do, too, that I'm going to talk to you during the break to make sure I understood it right. But we're here with Rick Bassetti, and we're talking about we get a new team every year, and you've got to keep really good relationships with the universities and all these. And you want to make sure when they go back home that they're not saying is that, you know, coach, you're full of it because Rick Bassetti, who has been in the bigs, told me this is the way to do it. Well, and you can't do that.
No, we don't.
Although you'll never get anybody back from it.
You're right.
Okay. Hey, we've given away 8 more tickets every time that we offer these tickets, we get callers. So I've got 4 more tickets for the Colt 45 game. I'll drag them out. I've got more in here, but not a lot.
I'm going to go grab the
And Rick's going to grab some more. So, again, 605-4567. You want some tickets? You can use them for any game. And we're going through a 3rd of August on this, but the 4th of July, I think it'd be a great time. 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, located at 301 Hartnell Avenue, premier retirement community. It's located near, of course, the Turtle Bay Exploration Park and the Sundial Bridge. Gourmet chef, activities director. You know, this is for people that say, I want to live life. I'm tired of taking care of the plumbing. I'm tired of taking care of the grass. I'm tired of taking care of that. I want somebody to cook for me. I want to be able to bring my little pet with me, and I want to be able to enjoy life. This is River Commons Senior Living. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. Come on in. Get a personalized tour of the whole thing. We'll be right back after these messages with Rick Bassetti and Ken Murray. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the 2 exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Play our Fishing Around Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Swipe daily with free slot play prizes on a brand new range of bass boats. This boat is built for whatever is biting. Drawings Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Wednesday, July 31st, where you could win a brand new Ranger fishing boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Imagine casting your line and reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The catch of a lifetime. Fishing Around Swipe to Win. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
He runs the bases like a choo-choo train, swings around the second like an aeroplane. His cap flies off when he passes third, and he heads home like an eagle bird. Say hey!
Yeah, welcome back to Baseball Today at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio station. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue. Best haircuts in the world. Man's Last Stronghold. Veterans, veteran-owned and discounts for seniors and veterans. Yeah, I know. My hair's longer. But he takes care of it. Okay. Nancy, Dale, Carolyn, Janet, Roberta, and Oz. We have your tickets. And guess what? I'm going to give away more tickets today because Rick just handed me more tickets. And
I'm running out of Post-it notes in here.
Well, get more Post-it notes because I'll tell you why. 4th of July, this game is going to be great. Starts at 6. It's over. Great food, all of that. But then afterwards, bring your chairs, bring your lawn chairs, bring your blankets, and then go out in the field, lay them out there, and watch the fireworks. After the fireworks, you're going to hear the music because they're going to pipe it in. Then you walk back to your cars, get in them, and you're out of there.
For me, Carl, the point that is most poignant of the evening is while we're waiting for the fireworks to start, we're playing music through the sound system. And then as soon as that first missile, we hear them talk on the radio, you know, the Freedom of Festival, whatever, they're getting ready to, when that first missile goes up, we turn off the lights of the ballpark.
Whoa.
And it goes, it's dark now, and here's the fireworks going, and it is just, it's just awesome.
It's great.
I get tingly right now.
I can tell you, I've seen it, and it is just simply outstanding. Now, we were talking about bringing these kids in new every year and all the things that go on. One of the things that you and I talked about one time was that in
college baseball, even in high school baseball, every move they make comes from the coaches.
Right.
Every move.
Right.
They always they look over their shoulders at the coach. Not like that with you.
No. If you go to college games now, you see these wristbands on kids. You see sometimes they're wearing them on their belt, and the coaches are yelling sequences of numbers at them from the dugout, and then everybody looks down on their wrist and go, okay, it's a 3-3-4-2. That means this defense, or that means this pitch is going to be thrown, or that's this is what's going to be happening. It kind of goes back to that Yogi thing, you know, I was talking about. They don't learn how to play the game. They don't develop their own instincts. In a business world, not everything's written down on a plate for you. A lot of times a client looks at you and you have to be able to tell how they're looking at you. Where am I going to go next? It's the same thing in baseball. We call it developing a game clock and knowing how you're going to respond in certain situations. And so we let pitchers call their own pitches. We let the catchers go out there and make their calls on some bunt coverage. And now, if it's real obvious that we have someone who really isn't capable of doing that, then sometimes we will institute some signs that we will give them to say, okay, hey, in this situation, I want you to do this. But we're not controlling every aspect of the game on every pitch of the game.
What's the function of going out as the manager and getting into an argument with the umpire?
Sometimes it's just to show your team that you care and that you're protecting them. Other times it's an incompetent umpire. You know, I mean, what I learned with umpires, I was removed from, professionally, I was removed from like, I think 5 games in my career. And once I learned that you don't use you, you can argue considerably longer before you get removed from the game if you don't personalize it. You know, you can talk about that call and the positioning on making that call, but as soon as you said you, yeah, you're gone.
How about kicking? You know what? I always love
kicking
it.
Dirt.
They kick dirt on their feet. Where did that come from?
Oh, that's just a bunch of different managers have done that over the years. Billy Martin made it famous, too, you know. There were managers before him that would kick dirt, you know. Rob Houck used to do that. You know, it's just part of the game. And I think the people like that as well as seeing a double in the gap, you know. Sometimes, you know, you just have to protect your guys. You have to. Sometimes umpires, you go out and you know, they're fallible, just like a player drops a fly ball. An umpire can miss a call. And I learned also in my coaching and managing career that you can go up to a guy and say, okay, listen, I'm not going to make a scene. You get up close and personal and you're talking to him. I'm not going to make a scene here and it'd be crazy, but you need to look at me in the eye and tell me that you didn't miss that one. Okay? Because you tell me that honestly, that you didn't miss that, I'm going to turn and walk away. Okay? No matter what your response is. But I know that you missed that one. You just flat out missed that one. And okay, we all make these mistakes. And then you sit and shut up and wait and hear what he has to say. And 80% of the times I go, you know what, you're right, and I appreciate you handling it like this, and you just turn and walk away. By golly, the next time there's going to be a flip-the-coin call, I'm going to get it because I treated them more human than not, you know.
Where do you get the umpires from?
This group of umpires that we have this year is a gentleman out of the Oroville area. He actually lived in Paradise and lost his home in the fire up there.
Wow.
He's the assigner, and he assigns, he has probably about 30 different umpires that range anywhere from Fairfield to Sac to Marysville up in that area to come up here. We end up paying a mileage and we pay for the hotel rooms when they stay overnight here. We tried for three years to use the local umpire association, but there's ongoing continued ed. You're in industry. You have to be
right.
Continually learning. Our guys up here didn't do that and wouldn't do that. Okay. These guys are continually having to go to seminars. They do video online training and that sort of thing. And so we just want someone who's going to try to get better. And sometimes it falls short.
Okay. Okay. Hey, you know what? I love talking this baseball stuff. You know,
there's so many different aspects.
We've given away a lot of tickets, and we're going to give away more. I so much recommend that you go to the 4th of July game. And then after that one, because we can have more tickets, you get Friday's game too. The fact is that this is a great, great family event. And it,
you know, I add something about Tiger Field?
Oh, sure.
If you know anything about South City Park, that field is in shade by 7:30.
Oh, yeah.
Because the sun sets over behind the trees and then behind the mountains. The sun's still up everywhere else in town, but you're in shade there. So when it is 102, on the field, the guys are standing. We have players from all over the country that come and say, you know, we heard that it's hot in Redding, but playing on the field here, this is perfect baseball weather.
The weather
it's 95 with 15-20% humidity. You
get the breeze off the river.
We get the breeze off the park, you know, which is nice, too. And they go, hey, we can do this.
We've had Rick Bassetti and Ken Murray with us today. We're talking baseball on Colt 45. We're giving away a lot of tickets. Just remember, 4th of July is going to be a great event, and we're going to be giving away more tickets tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. See, tomorrow we're going to have with us the chief of police. Is it tomorrow's Wednesday? Yeah, the chief of police or one of his representatives. It's the good guys against the bad guys out there. Which are you?
From dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.